The annual Rainbow Family Gatherings have been going on for almost 40 years, each year in a different national forest. The stated purpose is to pray for world peace, but each year there are confrontations with Forest Service rangers and local police because members of the gathering refuse on principle to obtain camping permits. There have been 25 arrests over the past few days at this year's gathering near Waters Meet, Michigan. Rangers forcibly removed people from one area because of concerns about water pollution the campout might cause. Becky Banker is the information officer for the National Forest Incident Management Team, created specifically for Rainbow Family Gatherings.
As I'm sure you can imagine, when you have thousands of people on a site, there's copious amounts of human waste generated. And our concern was that human waste would leach into the groundwater table.
Banker says the gathering without a permit is considered illegal, but rangers will spend the next week trying to convince the group to apply for a permit or leave. The Rainbow Family met in the Upper Peninsula 20 years ago without incident, and Banker says most people who attend the gathering don't pose a threat to public safety.
Probably 90% of the people who come to the gatherings are honest, hardworking people that have, you know, are out there, many of them to pray for world peace, to some of them are there just for their vacation. They're out there for a multitude of reasons, but they don't cause any problems.
The Rainbow Family claims to be the largest non-organization with non-members and no leaders. Efforts to reach someone from the group to comment on this year's gathering were unsuccessful. An essay posted by the group on the Internet describes the gathering as part of a national populist trend of people reacting against the, quote, overwhelming self-serving power of big government and the corporations which it serves, unquote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.